Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Amelia listeners. Pip here, popping up with a quick recommendation for a show that both Øystein and I have been really enjoying recently. It's called The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen, an audio fiction podcast that follows a man in Hong Kong who discovers he can write letters to his favourite author, a woman on the other side of the world who's been dead for 30 years. Guided by mysterious forces, they meet in the middle in a profound and life-changing attempt to find love and meaning in a broken world. Like Amelia, this is a story that travels the globe and features different cultures, accents, and languages. But that's where the similarities stop. This show is unlike anything I've heard in audio drama before, both in its use of music, with songs expertly woven into the narrative, and in terms of its sexy, adult-orientated scenes of intimacy. The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen is an exciting, thought-provoking, emotionally charged, and highly ambitious show. You can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hello and welcome to the Amelia Project. The interviewer has been kidnapped, but where has he been taken? Find out in today's episode. This episode is dedicated to Sophia Anderson. Thank you so much for being such a generous and loyal patron of the show, Sophia.
When are you going to take the bag off my head?
No more questions.
Where are we going?
No more questions.
Can you loosen the chains just a teeny tiny bit?
No questions.
I'm hungry. When are we going to eat?
No questions.
What type of plane is this? By the sound of the engine, I'm guessing an Antonov An-148?
Сможешь сделать так, чтобы он заткнулся?
Я пытала.
Да это мешает.
Не знаю.
Эй, смог. Заканчивай. We arrive in Moscow in 1 hour.
Amelia Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederick Baden. Episode 27, Inmate 10642.
Welcome to Golovin.
Charming place.
The securest prison in Russia.
Why am I here?
You should be flattered. Golovin is heavily overbooked. How was the flight?
Long. He wouldn't stop asking questions.
You've exhausted the poor girl.
Asking questions is my job.
Well, what do you want to know?
Who are you?
My name is Boris Malchalin. I'm head of intelligence and Golovin's manager.
What do you want? Is this about Anthony Welby?
There will be plenty of time to get into all that, believe me. Plenty of time.
Goodness, what happened to him?
Hanged himself in his cell by his shoestrings.
Oh.
Значит, все. Я получу мои деньги.
С Михаилом об этом поговорите. Мне сказали, что вы легко садитесь за русскую. А вот на деле ваше прикрытие было непидушное.
What about him?
Stabbed by his cellmate.
Пусть он лучше заплатит. Я и так сделала больше, чем должна.
Вот как? Как вы там себя назвали? Татьяна Гурковский? Должна быть Гурковская. Удивительно, что вас прямо там не разоблачили. дилетант.
By the way, I'm feeling rather peckish. Any chance of grabbing a spot of lunch around here? Oh, what happened to her?
The Stroganov was off. Half the inmates in Block A succumbed to food poisoning. Well, we're about to enter.
Oh, goody.
Михаил вам заплатит. Работу все-таки выполнили. Так что свободно. А, скоро с вами свяжемся, чтобы похитить того морского биолога из Антверпена. Что, учите голландский.
Если я вам нужная, вы знаете, где мне найти.
This is where we part ways. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's been a pleasure.
Are you ready to discover your new home?
I'm ready. Gosh, you don't skimp on security around here.
Nobody leaves Головин alive.
Добрый вечер.
Добрый вечер.
Can you take these chains off now? I think they're cutting off my circulation.
This is just the outside perimeter. I've got 3 more gates to pass.
Blimey.
Добрый вечер.
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 Блок D. Now we can take off those chains.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Your cell is at the far end of that corridor. Cell 333. Here. Well, in you go.
Well, fry me like a kipper and call me breakfast.
Is it to your liking?
My desk, my armchair, my cabinet, my bookshelf.
Well, it should all be there.
Pirandello, Kierkegaard, Gottfried Keller, Calvino. Yes, all there. Now let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4. Exactly right.
Good.
The window behind my desk situated just so the sunlight hits my... Oh.
No sunlight, I'm afraid. The window is painted on.
The illusion is most convincing. Now, my desk. Rubber bands and Maltesers, good, good. Paper and pens, good, good. Paper clips, envelopes, sellotape and... letter opener.
Sorry?
There's no letter opener. There should be a letter opener in the top left drawer.
Олег?
Да.
Запишите, пожалуйста.
Да.
Who's he?
That's Олег.
I figured. I mean, what is he doing here?
Олег will be with you at all times.
Oh. I don't usually have an Oleg. Hello, Oleg.
Other than the letter opener, is everything to your satisfaction?
It's most impressive. Feels like home.
Good.
Who's that?
Your first client.
My... what?
Your first client.
You want me to...
do what you do, yes.
Here?
Yes.
Why?
Well, would you prefer a normal cell?
No.
Then stop asking questions.
It's just... this is, All right.
I'll be back in half an hour. Good luck.
Don't be shy. Do come in.
Where am I? What is this all about?
That's an excellent question. You're an inmate here?
Yes.
That explains the handcuffs.
Who is he?
Oh, that's Oleg.
What's he doing?
Another very good question. Oleg, are you writing down everything we're saying?
Yeah.
That was yes.
Why? No, let me guess. You're making a transcript for Boris.
Damn.
Oleg, would you care to elaborate on what this is all about?
Нет.
That was no.
You just say two words, yes and no.
Да.
Nothing else.
Нет.
Well, this is almost unusual. Let's just try and ignore our monosyllabic friend and crack on. Your name?
Alexei Popov.
Profession?
Butler.
Employer?
Viktor Prokhorov.
Ooh, the oligarch.
There is only one Viktor Prokhorov.
Sentence served?
3 years.
Sentence remaining?
16 years.
And why do you want to disappear?
Are you joking?
Ah, yes, I see. I guess that question is somewhat redundant in here.
Look, what kind of game is this? Is this a trap?
Relax, Alexei. I'm here to help you.
Help me with what?
To escape.
Really?
Yes. But first, I want to know a little bit more about you.
Why?
I like stories.
Is it really safe to talk in here?
Everything that's said in this room is strictly between you and me. And Oleg.
Which means Boris.
Yes.
In other words, this isn't private at all.
Oleg, could I ask you to take a break?
Нет.
Ugh.
So, how are we going to plot my escape if he's writing down everything we're saying and giving it to Boris?
I have to say, the circumstances are somewhat unorthodox, but I think we're just going to have to power through. Tell me, why are you in prison?
I stole a loaf of bread.
Oh, golly, how very Les Miserables of you.
Excuse me?
Quite the Jean Valjean. Do you sing?
No.
Pity. 19 years for a loaf of bread. Outside of French literature and West End musicals, that's a bit excessive, don't you think?
It was a very expensive bread.
What was it made of? Gold?
That too.
What was this bread?
The Romanov gold leaf loaf.
Oh.
Prokhorov had it specially made after a recipe passed down from Alexander III. Although he exchanged the water in the original recipe for champagne.
Oh, I would have done the same thing.
The loaf is made with the finest ingredients rubles can buy, and topped off with 23-carat gold leaf. It was right in front of me, and I thought, well, what harm can it do to try a tiny sliver? Prokhorov caught me chewing.
What did you do?
What could I do?
Run?
We were on a yacht.
Swim?
Prokhorov had me tied up with sailing rope before I had time to swallow.
Bastard. Still, 19 years.
Prokhorov is best friends with the Kremlin. And he takes his bread very seriously. Is everything all right?
Sorry. Just a bit distracted. I just noticed they've given me my buzzer. I wonder if it works. Shall we see? What's good to eat around here?
Nothing. Especially not the stroganoff.
Bring me some sausages and chips, please. You can't go wrong with sausages and chips.
You'd be surprised.
And plenty of ketchup. Now, where were we?
You said you could help me escape.
Ah, yes.
You're crazy. Nobody escapes this place.
Let me show you a little something I always carry in my breast pocket.
A pocket knife?
This isn't just any old pocket knife.
Oh, it's not?
No.
What makes it special?
It was custom designed by Hans Rudolf Pachlatko, Switzerland's most prestigious cutler.
Okay.
It has more than 200 different tools.
That's impressive.
It has a wire scraper, skinner, fish scaler, crimper, ball joint pickle fork, shackle opener, tape measure, metal saw, hammer, flint, hoe, shovel, wood saw, hook disgorger, pruning blade, laser pointer, coil spring compressor, nail gun, spatula, compass, hoof cleaner, chisel, razor, thermometer, box cutter, wrench, slingshot, defibrillator, pry bar, torch, hex driver, hatchet blade, nail puller, and breaker bar.
Hmm.
This knife has helped me out of many a pickle. When I was running guns into Nambia, my jeep broke down in the middle of the Kalahari Desert. I used this knife to dismantle the engine, change the intake valves, clean the combustion chambers, scrape the deposits off the spark plugs, then screw it all back together again. I drove on and the engine purred like a kitten.
Hmm.
When I was a Dominican monk, this knife was my only worldly possession. I used it to shave, cut my hair, clip my toenails, prepare food, and carve blasphemies into the cloister walls. When I was head gardener at Hardwick Hall, I could never have pruned the roses to the Duchess of Devonshire's satisfaction without it. When I was a strategist for the Tibetan resistance, we got word that the Chinese were approaching from the other side of the Koshi River. The only route across was via a truss bridge. I used this knife to unbolt the portal struts, causing the bridge to collapse, thus blocking off the only access for 25 miles.
Wow.
When I was scaling the north face of Mount Haiga, my climbing partner slipped, sending both him and the rope into the abyss. I was left stranded halfway up the mountain. So I took this knife, swung it into the rock above my head, and used it as a grip while I pushed myself up with my legs. I continued like this until I reached the summit. When my fellow conservationists at Galleria dell'Accademia asked my opinion of a neglected painting, I used this knife to peel away centuries of varnish and overpaint to reveal a masterful Caravaggio beneath. When I was rowing refugees across the Mediterranean, a poor woman had a heart attack. With 40 miles to the coast and a storm brewing, I decided we needed to operate on the spot. I used this knife to cut through the breastbone, remove the clogged blood vessel, refunction the left internal mammary artery, and reroute the blood around the blockage.
Wow.
I could go on, but I think you get my point. This knife can do anything.
Even get me out of Galavin.
It will be a doddle.
You're serious?
Here's how this will work. When Boris picks you up, you walk out of here with the knife attached to your right ankle with a rubber band.
Shit! He's here already.
Relax, it's just my food. Спасибо.
You speak Russian?
It's getting rusty. You can teach me more in return for helping you. Chip?
No. Thank you.
Oleg? Chip?
Нет.
Your loss.
So, that knife will get me out of my cell.
Good. Oh, not just you.
Excuse me?
You'll retrieve the knife from its hiding place and use it to cut through your handcuffs.
It will cut through these chains.
Like butter.
Wow.
But listen, Alexei. You're going to have to be very careful. You wouldn't want to slip. Not with this knife.
I've got a very steady hand.
I certainly hope so. Once the cuffs are off, you open the cell door.
And how do I do that?
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. There's a utility key. It's compatible with 3,517 different locks.
Oh.
But just in case yours isn't one of them, you can always go at it with the pry bar. When I was unemployed, I used it to break into a J.P. Morgan bank vault.
Wow. So I break out of my cell?
Then you release the other prisoners from theirs.
What about the guards? They'll stop me.
That's where the 35,000 megawatt laser comes in. It can permanently blind your attacker and set their skin on fire.
Ooh.
Alternatively, you can squeeze the knife's handle and trigger the nail gun.
That's amazing!
Yes, I know. Oh dear.
What?
It seems we don't have any champagne.
What do we need champagne for? We have a knife.
A toast, of course.
I see.
Hmm. Ah, in the absence of champagne, I'll raise a chip to the end of Golovin.
To the end of Golovin.
They are very good. Right, well, that's that sorted. Oh, and look, we still have 10 minutes. Just enough time for you to teach me some Russian.
All right.
Let's start with the alphabet.
Okay, repeat after me. А.
А.
Б.
Б.
В.
В.
Г.
Г.
Д.
Д.
Е.
Е.
Ё.
Ё.
Ж.
Ж.
З.
З.
И.
И.
И краткое.
И краткое.
К.
К.
Л.
Л.
М.
I think we can stop now.
All right.
I don't think Boris will be reading anymore. Listen to me very carefully, Alexei.
Okay.
Here's the real plan.
What about the knife?
Forget about it. I got it free in a pack of Frosties. I doubt it would cut through a slice of toast.
I don't understand.
Once Boris reads Oleg's transcript, what do you think he'll do? Read calmly to the end? Or stop everything in a panic?
He'll raise the alarm.
Yes!
He'll send every guard in Golovin to my cell.
Exactly!
How does that help me?
They'll find you dead!
What?
You slipped whilst trying to sever the handcuffs and slashed your wrists.
I told you I have a steady... What do you mean?
Along with the knife, I'll strap some sachets of ketchup to your ankle.
I'll fake my death?
You'll fake your death. Prisoners drop like flies around here.
But they'll check my pulse.
Take this pencil sharpener and put it under your armpit, just so.
Huh?
Squeeze down, and the sharpener will press on the auxiliary artery, making it difficult for the blood to pass. Your pulse will slow down and then completely disappear. You can survive without blood in the arm for 6 to 8 hours. I don't expect you'll have to wait long, though. They'll want to free your cell straight away. After all, Golovin is heavily overbooked. Once they've whisked you through the outer perimeter, you can get off the hospital cart and run.
I can't thank you enough.
It's my pleasure, Alexei. Now, shall we get back to the alphabet?
Oh, I thought that was just... Well, if you want.
I do. Looks like I'll be in here a while. Might as well learn the language.
Where did we get to?
M.
N.
N.
O.
O.
P.
P.
R.
R.
S.
S.
T.
T.
U.
U.
F.
F.
H.
H.
C.
C.
Sha.
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 The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
There, 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 de, ye, yo, je, ze, i, y kratkeye, k, l, m, n, o, b, e, v, v, r, s, v, u, f, h, s, c, sh, sh, Fjordesnak. Forget it. Come in. Oh, Boris.
Do you mind if I sit down?
Be my guest.
We've confiscated the knife. I've sent it to the police for examination.
Oh, bugger. You caught Alexei then?
Found him dead in his cell.
Oh, no.
Seems like he slipped
while trying to cut through his handcuffs.
Poor Alexei. Mm.
Although, I have another theory.
Oh?
Well, we'll see what the police says, but my guess is that what you gave him is nothing special. Mm. When Alexei realized that you tricked him, he committed suicide.
Mm.
In any case, you failed your first task.
Failed?
Yes. I hoped you would be better than this.
So this is some sort of test?
Well, consider it an addition.
What for?
First, you have to prove you're up to it.
So you brought me here because you need my help?
You are now working for the Russian government.
Well, dunk me in tea and call me a hobnob. I thought you wanted information on Anthony Welby.
He's working for us too. Cell 405.
Seriously?
Yeah, we tracked him down in Siberia. Brought him here and gave him a lab.
Let me guess. He built you a cybug.
Yes. He used it to spy on MI5. Then they swatted it. And is working on a replacement as we speak. Look, we will take good care of you. We will get you anything you desire. Which reminds me, your letter opener.
Thanks.
You're very welcome. Do you have any other requests?
What if I asked you for a stroll outside?
Out of the question.
Thought so. Listen, you're right. I failed my first case. But do you know why?
Tell me.
Because I can't do this alone.
Well, the entire Secret Service is at your disposal. They will undertake any field work you require.
I need specialists.
Well, who do you have in mind?
My team. Amelia, Alvina, Joey, Salvatore, and Kozlovsky.
It was hard enough smuggling you out of the UK.
Without them, this whole operation does not work.
Right. I'll see what we can do.
Put Leroy Street into the GPS.
Okay. Leroy Street.
You will reach your destination in 20 minutes.
Let's go.
In the early hours of this morning, the Panaraguan pythons made headway into...
So, this is their other office?
Yes.
...take over the presidential palace. President Julio Che Rodriguez...
Whoa, cold, slow down.
And this time, we'll get there before anyone else.
...has fled Panaragua and is believed to be seeking refuge in the Kremlin.
A new message on the answer phone.
What?
New voicemail just in.
No, we're closed for business.
Oh, you're going to want to hear this.
What is it?
Just listen.
Okay.
Amelia. Alvina. It's me. Don't worry, I'm safe. Ridiculously safe. I'm surrounded by 4 security perimeters and protected by 100 or so guards. Nobody is going to get near me. Believe me, this is the best place to be right now, which is why I've made arrangements to bring you here. Now listen carefully. They want you to make your way immediately to the Russian embassy. Ask to speak to Natalia Fedorov. She will take you to the airport in a diplomatic vehicle and fly you out here in total secrecy. We can keep running the Amelia Project from within a Russian high security prison. In a few months, once the search for us has hit a dead end, we can escape. I have some ideas. Be quick. Bring Coco.
We hope you enjoyed Inmate 10642. Next regular episode, the week after next. But for $5 patrons, there will be an additional bonus episode next Monday. We'll be playing a little taster for that in a moment, but first, the credits. This episode was written and edited by Philip Thorne. It was directed by Øystein Brager and Philip Thorne, with music and sound design by Frederick Barden. The episode featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Alexander Ballinger as Andrei, Amrita Acharya as Tatiana, Andrei Zayats as Boris, Harold Rosenstrom as the pilot, Alexander Mercury as Oleg, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Torgny G. Ondero as Agent Cole, Julia Morizawa as Amelia, Julia C. Thorne as Alvina, Gianluca Yumiento as Joey, Ravdeep Singh Bajwa as Salvatore, and additional voices by James Carney. The episode was recorded at the Bridge Writing Studio in London, Spike City Studio and LSI Lutz Produktion in Oslo, and Torngeber Studio in Vienna, and engineered by Billy Halliday, Gabriel Geber, Steinar Borgen, and Robert Rustad Amundsen. The Amelia Project is produced by Imploding Fictions, with graphic design by Anders Pedersen. Thank you to all our patrons who make this show possible, and a special thank you to Jem Fiddick, Eric DeMarge, Angel Acevedo, Sophie Leveso, Sophia Anderson, and Katarina Sindela. Now, we'd like to play you the prologue for next week's bonus episode. If you want to hear it in its entirety, as well as all the other bonus content for seasons 1, 2, and 3, consider signing up on Patreon. It's a secure third-party subscription service, and you can think of it like leaving a tip every time we release an episode. If you'd like to become a patron, we'd be super grateful. It really makes us incredibly happy whenever someone decides to make a pledge. For more info, go to our website, ameliapodcast.com, and click on Support the Show. And now, here's the prologue for the bonus episode, Maria and Daria.
Следующий.
Excuse me, do you know what's for lunch today? I've been told not to eat the strawberry. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Hey! Prisoner, no talking.
I'm sorry, I was just asking...
I said no talking.
Of course, I apologize.
Are you answering back?
I wasn't...
Sway!
What are you doing?
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I just needed an excuse to speak to you in private.
What?
You help Popov escape. Inmate 10642?
Maybe.
Me and a friend need your help.
Oh. Well, I'm all ears.
Not now. Meet us in the cleaning cupboard on level 4, block A, in 1 hour. Now, scream.
Sorry?
Scream! Ah! Посел! На тебе за то, что ты грубо отвечаешь! Говно!
Следующий. Следующий.
Yes. Sorry. So, what's for dinner today? Что это?
Строганов.
On second thoughts, I'm not that hungry.
The Fable and Folly Network. Where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman.
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
Seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We are done that!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing! Ow!
Ow!
soy de verdad. Soy de soy, soy.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Sara, please write back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos. Raúl.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts. Produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.